That's Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals with Shine. Hey, you're tuned into 90.3 KNBA, Alaska's native voice. We've got some events and stuff we talk about in the community at about 8:30 every day. So going to take a quick peek at the community calendars. I also have a special guest on board. I'd like to talk about the Camp Kaleidoscope. Is a culture camp June 19th for kids age 8 to 15 years old. You can learn Tahitian and Filipino dance, Russian music, Mexican art, as well as cook delicious foods from around the world and more. Sign up at keystolifealaska.com or phone Shirley Mae Springer Staten at 317-3417. So my guest today is also part of a summer camp. I've got Kimberly Smith, the youth advocate counselor at the Coquitlam Tribal Council Schoolyard. Good morning, Kimberly.
Good morning. Thanks for having me today.
So right now you've got campers actually here at the at the Coquitlam Tribal Council.
Yeah. We actually have our music theater camp going on today, or this week rather, and campers are learning theater, and we've had many different tours of UAA, Alaska Fine Arts Academy. Today our campers will actually be here in the station to learn a little bit more about radio.
So we're going to have kind of a PSA or public service announcement, kind of that sort of thing, where we'll teach them a little bit about that, as well as you know, voice technique and that sort of thing. So, you know, the these camps are during the summer, and I understand that it's kind of full, right?
Yeah, that is correct. We actually have two camps going on this summer. The camp that's going on now filled up really quickly. And we have another camp going on at the end of July. It's our wilderness camp, where our campers will learn survival techniques and things like that. Our camps are open to middle school students, but we do have our schoolyard program, which is open for high school students.
And so high school students can sign up for this following fall, right?
Yeah, that's correct. So our schoolyard program runs during the school year, and it is after school program for Monday through Friday. It's about 2:30 to 5. Students come in and they will work on their homework. We also have a fabrication lab where students can make basically anything they can imagine. So we've had students create longboards. We've had students create arcade games, like actual arcade games that can really work. Anything you can imagine, if you have a school project going on, you can go into our fabrication lab and create something really cool out of it. The cool thing is, while you're attending the schoolyard program, you actually get high school credit. So that's something to keep in mind if you're especially behind on credits. You can earn half a elective credit for every 120 hours that you attend our program. And we go on lots of awesome field trips, too. It's a really good experience and even looks great on your resume when you're applying for colleges.
So if you know a high schooler, or maybe you are a high schooler on summer break listening, check out the schoolyard music, or rather the schoolyard program on Facebook. Is that
that is correct. So go to Schoolyard CITC. You will see our Facebook page, and you can see all the different events that we do within the schoolyard program, as well as some of our summer camps. We actually have some schoolyard students interning this summer too. So if you're looking for a paid internship, you can also intern over the summer. It's a really good program to make new friends, and it just really gets you more involved in the community. And we are enrolling. So if you're interested in attending the schoolyard program, all you have to do is simply stop by, fill out an application, and we'll set you up to start attending. It's an excellent program with excellent staff, and we definitely have a lot of fun.
So an after-school program where kids get to make things. You know, I think I had seen this past year where some students were flying some airplanes or something, like they created these.
Yes. So some of our students actually created these drones from scratch in our fabrication lab. They learn how to electronically connect all this. I don't even know how to say it. It's so cool. And we actually have a solar plane camp next week for middle schoolers, but that's within a different program. But is in our fabrication lab as well, and they're making drones next week with a, it's a different program. It's Journey Ahead, actually, but it's still something cool that our high school interns get to volunteer on that actually signed up through the Schoolyard program. So they get to actually partake in this camp as well, and they'll be making drones to fly, and you get to take those home, which is even cooler. So you can have your own drone for free.
And that's amazing because, you know, you don't really ever, or I don't really ever think about, oh, I could make something like a remote control car or drone or something like that. You just don't really think of that off the top of your head. And yet you've got the tools over there, all sorts of cool fabrication tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have a lot in our fab lab. We have a 3D printer, so you can literally make anything on a 3D printer, from a fork to fidget spinners. We've had a lot of students make fidget spinners on the 3D printer, which is still crazy to me how that works. We have a laser cutter, as well as sewing machines, painting, basically anything that you can imagine. Just bring it to us. We'll be like, okay, how do we make this happen? And we'll go to our fab lab and we can literally make anything you can imagine. We actually made this massive ball drop maze in our fab lab just because we could. So we have a lot of fun at the Schoolyard program.
And so the Schoolyard program is something that happens during the school year. Is there a certain reason why you need new recruits this year?
Yeah, so we actually had a lot of high schoolers graduate, which is excellent that they graduated, but that also means we have a lot of open spaces. Our high school graduates have gone off to college, and a lot of them are actually working for us now, which is super cool. So again, if you're looking for a job after you graduate high school, you don't really know what you want to do, you can definitely work for us at the Schoolyard program. And we actually did a lot of fun things for our high school graduates. We actually took them to the Extreme Fun Center in Wasilla and had a senior fun day for all of our graduates, rode go-karts, laser tag. We did a lot of cool stuff with them. So if you're a high school senior, going into high school senior, you'll have a lot of cool opportunities, and we kind of spoil you. So
that sounds fantastic. So, how does this benefit the community at large? You know, we hear about these benefits for the youth. It sounds like a really cool program to go to, but
definitely. So it really benefits the community for giving the students something to do after school. So they're not just, for lack of a better term, getting in trouble or going off and doing crazy stuff with their friends. They're at the Schoolyard program focusing on their education while having fun, because there's a whole new life after high school. There's college, if college is not something you're into. There's so many different things, like going into making drones. There's so many different careers, random careers. We actually have a high school graduate that works in the fabrication lab now, and he gets to make fun things like drones all day. It really gives students the opportunity to do something constructive after school while earning elective credits. And we do get out there in the community to show community elders as well as youth what the youth today can create, and kind of get youth away from their cell phones and Facebook and try to actually get them working with their hands again and learning new things that way.
So kind of hands-on experience. And does that help folks, if you have a focus, does that help you kind of just get through things like that you might not picture as being super fun in high school? Or
definitely. So I've seen a lot of our high school students really gain confidence and focus through the mundane stuff that might be within a high schooler's day. Like if you have math class and you're just not really liking math, we can find a way to make it fun, and we can find a way to get your math grade up through a fun way. If you're really struggling in a class, we do have tutoring and we actually can help you with your homework or whatever it may be to regain that focus, especially if you're behind on credits. We can think of ways to get you to graduation. So it's not, you're having fun, but you're also being successful and building confidence and getting out of your comfort zone so that you can be a functioning adult beyond high school.
That sounds fantastic. And how can people get more information?
They can go to our Facebook page and message us on Facebook at Schoolyard CITC, or just come on down, stop on by, and there's usually someone always there, and we can get you more information that way.
Thank you very much, Kimberly Smith.
Thank you so much for having me.
Now, just ahead on KMBA, we've got more great music, including Leroy Stagger with I Want It All.
News programming on KMBA sponsored by Siri, the proud owner and operator of Fire Island Wind, powering approximately 6,500 Anchorage homes with affordable, clean, and carbon-free energy. Learn more at fireislandwind.com.
Later this month, a French auction house will sell dozens of Native American items, some of which are considered sacred to tribes. What are tribes doing now to stop this auction and protect their sacred items? And why do these sacred items keep ending up overseas? That's on the next Native America Calling.
Native America Calling is heard weekday mornings at 9 on KMBA, Alaska's Native Voice.